Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In fact, in about a week and a half, we'll be celebrating the beginning of the 22nd year of this mayhem. I'm responsible for this chaos around here. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and one of my favorite things to do in the world, folks, is to talk to smart people like Bill Brandt, who's with us right now, joining us all the way from Singapore. Tell me another radio show you've heard today that has this kind of a powerful guest. DSI.biz is Bill's website, Development Specialist, Inc. He's a global problem solver. Bill, I was telling them before I got here that I'd just like to be your valet. I'd have a thrilling life if I were just your valet and just carrying your bags around. So congratulations on the business you've developed.
You know, it's all I can do to go around the world and quash the outstanding warrants for you. I think
my extradition legal fees are killing me, Bill. So, all right, Bill, you had one thing you want to tell us. I made the point in the last segment that both parties have their factions. The Republicans have their traditionalists and their elitists, which I think the elitists are dangerous to all of us as well. I don't like the when they act like that. They actually and the thing is, here's the difference though, Bill, in the Republican elitists and the Democrat progressives, the Republican elitists actually go after their own babies. Democrats never do that. And you were going to tell us one thing we need to know.
Well, so the blue wave did crest well before the shore, at least on the national level. And so we have the House and the Republicans do well in the Senate. But what folks aren't focusing on is the true measure of what really happened during this election. And you know, the story has been throughout the Obama years that the Democrats, I should say, lost innumerable seats in state legislatures, governors, and the rest of it. We made a lot of that back last night. I will tell you for sure, on a national, federal level, it was a mixed bag. But if you get below the federal level and look at the state level, we gained hundreds of seats in state legislatures.
You picked up a bunch of governors.
We picked, and you know, and more importantly, and this is something, folks, we now have a majority of the state attorney generals in the country. Think about that. At those lower down ticket offices, the Democrats came back very strongly, which in many ways represents, I think, a measure of the population deciding they want to check on some of the power. Not that the Republicans were going crazy, but they want a more balanced government. So all of the talk over the Obama years about all the seats the Democrats have lost, quietly and below all the marquee races, those state races across the legislatures, especially when you come heading for redistricting in 2020, the Democrats made huge gains, and that's where I think you're going to see most of the action in the coming months.
Let's talk about going forward. I'm going to talk about leadership going forward in the Democrat Party. Did Barack Obama help or did he hurt?
Mixed bag. I don't want to blame anybody because the problem is bigger than that. But I think a simple answer is he could have done more, and it shows by the seats we lost.
Did you think it was appropriate for him to do what he did? I mean, no president's ever done that before.
Sure, and no president's ever done what Trump ever did before.
Don't bring Trump into this. This is a separate issue.
I think we are in a brave new world of changing rules and social media. It's all changing. So take the playbook and throw it out the window.
I agree with
I don't think it's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think the elitists in the Democrat Party, Oprah and Obama, their candidates didn't do so well, did they?
No, I think, you know, and I've got to tell you, I saw this with Hillary when Hillary, the Saturday before the election, had her arm around Beyonce in Hollywood, and on the Sunday had her arm around John Bon Jovi. Those are wonderful people, but, you know, most people that you know, Oprah, she can go door to door once or twice and all, and that's all good. But folks vote their pocketbooks. I mean, you and I, other people vote like we do. You feeling good about the country? Do you have a good job? They vote those issues first. People
Bill,
don't
vote for Oprah. I only have 30 seconds. Who's going to be the early front runner to become the face and the leader of the Democrat Party?
Terry McAuliffe.
Say it again. Terry McAuliffe?
Terry McAuliffe.
From Virginia?
The former governor of Virginia.
God help us. God help us.
He had a very successful run in Virginia.
God help us.
Look at how he made Virginia's a blue state and thriving in business.
Wow. I'm telling you, he's a Clintonista. We'll see. I hear you. Hey, Bill, I got to go. Safe travels coming home from Singapore. Thanks for being here. Good job. See you next time.
Thank you, sir.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.